was Alex Macadon performing live at the Hummingbird Lodge up at the Whitewater Ski Resort. The Hummingbird Lodge is part of Whitewater's new summer endeavors. Earlier this year, they opened the brand new lodge, which contains a two-bedroom suite that sleeps six, 10 RV sites, six of which are powered, 15 tenting sites, new hiking trails, an adaptive bike trail, a cafe, and a general store. Last Friday, August 11th, they held a grand opening event. They gave tours of the lodge and camping areas. There was live music and several local organizations on site to promote their work and support Whitewater. The event started with speeches from the owners, Andrew Kyle and Mitch Putnam. Local MLA Brittany Anderson also addressed the crowd, as did Cheryl Graham of the RDCK.
We're going to look back at this lodge and campground and the great alpine hiking and the adaptive biking nearby. And we're going to say, well, these are legacy projects that kind of drug us into the summer four-season resort that we want to be. You know, it's going to help our business grow, but we really, as part of Whitewater, we really want to see the community grow as well. So this, we hope, will enhance what we have in the community, and moving forward, we'll, you know, get more things that are going to be exciting for the summer at Whitewater.
And give a big thank you to all those who contributed to creating what we have here. And it is a large group. A lot of people were part of this journey. And it starts with the Whitewater team, absolutely, because without them, none of this would have happened. And you know, many of our departments jumped in to help out here. And they had a lot on their plate already. I mean, just regular operations, short building season up here, obviously. As Andrew alluded to, COVID was, you know, we were challenged with COVID years, trying to get out of that. And we had other projects, big projects. And poor Kirk, his stress level has gone through the roof a few times because he was dealing with the new Mountain Ops building and renovating the guest services building. And now we're building a new lift that you see going on behind us, which we're super stoked about. In particular, our outdoor ops team, Dave Michaels is here somewhere. I mean, they were instrumental in moving all the dirt in the campground and making quite a spectacular little spot there. And in other areas around the lodge, we had the Hummingbird Lodge team who have jumped in to do everything they needed to do to get this up and running, which is awesome. And you know, and other departments, as I say, marketing and so forth. In particular, I need to put a big shout out to Kirk Jensen. He was hugely instrumental in getting this up and running. He oversaw the whole construction phase and spent many days and hours up here, and so really appreciate it, Kirk. We just chatted briefly this morning, and he reminded me we're not done. We've got to build the next stage, which we're doing some micro cabins in behind here, which is gonna be cool, part of the offering here. So we'll have everything from RV camping and tent camping to backcountry hut type features to the suite upstairs, which everybody should go up and have a look after. So moving on from the Whitewater team, we had an incredible selection of local trades and suppliers, and we're really focused on keeping the work local, and it's so inspiring to see the ability of the people in the community here and what they're capable of and the craftsmanship and quality of work.
So I'm Brittany Anderson. I'm the MLA for Nelson Creston. You know, people are like, thanks so much for coming, and I was so excited to be here today. I literally grew up skiing like on that mountain. I remember my first day at Whitewater. And I'm so grateful for you guys for, you know, when Shelley, when they sold, you always wonder with new ownership, what is that gonna mean for our community? Because this all feels like our ski hill. And what you've done in terms of bringing the community together, building that, contributing to the economy, and making it sure that it still feels like all of our ski hill with your team, I think is really incredible and really important. And so with that, I will just say thank you so much. And yeah. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
I'm very grateful and honored to be your RDC Canadian Director and that Whitewater is in part of my area. Am I lucky or what? The Regional District is very pleased to partner with Whitewater to help secure the grant funding for this significant undertaking. Something like this takes time and resources to put together. And I would like to recognize our staff at the RDCK for the work they put in to successfully apply for the grant funding, as well as ensuring the necessary contracts were put in place to execute a successful project. Two of them are here right now. So that's Mike Morrison and Dan Elliott. I want to thank you guys both for the heavy lifting. I want to commend Whitewater for the successful delivery of this amazing project. It's been really impressive to witness, you know, the transformation, the happening on the mountain, and your staff should be commended.
While at the Hummingbird Lodge grand opening event, I also spoke with a couple of the organizations there. Abby Wilson runs westkootenaihiking.com, a website designed to give you all the information about local hiking trails. She says she's really excited about the new trails at Whitewater and having year-round access to the resort.
I'm Abby Wilson, and I run the West Kootenai Hiking website, which is an online hiking guide with over 100 local trails documented.
And what got you into that?
I moved here for hiking because I love the mountains. And once I got here, I realized that a lot of the information was out of date, hard to find information online. And I just sort of started documenting my own adventures. Both started reading what I wrote, and then it kind of grew from there over a few years.
Have you tried the new trails here at Whitewater, the new hiking trails?
Yeah, as soon as I hear about a new trail, I try and be one of the first ones to get up there so I can do a really nice write-up and tell other people. So particularly the brand new Summit Trail is just a beautiful rebuilt trail. It goes right up to the ridge, and then there's like choose your own adventure with many peaks that you can go and summit.
Cool. And so what do you think overall about Whitewater expanding into the summer months with the Hummingbird Lodge, the new trails as we talked about, campsites, RV sites?
I'm really excited about it. I think this is a great spot close to town with sort of year-round reliable access, something we don't have a lot of in the Kootenays. There's already a lot of disruption here with the ski resort. They do have summer operations and maintenance to do, so it's a perfect place for more trails and more people to be.
And anything else you want to share? Where can people find, what is your website address? Maybe do you take donations, sell merch, anything like that?
Yeah, so I'm at westkootenaihiking.ca. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, to support my work on the site, I do sell some coloring books, hiking logs, bandanas, and fun stuff.
Another organization I spoke with was the Friends of Pulpit Rock Trail Society. The vice president, Wayne Hahn, was there. His organization helps maintain and build trails around Nelson, including the new ones up at Whitewater. Hahn says the new endeavors at Whitewater are absolutely excellent, and we need to have as much infrastructure in place to attract tourists.
So I'm Wayne Hahn, and I'm with the Friends of Pulpit Rock Trail Society. I'm the vice president. We're committed to building trails in the West Kootenai area and maintaining the existing ones. And we have an employee who's working here at Whitewater on the trails right now and extending them to make it accessible for everyday hikers.
And what's the employee's name?
Derek Bint.
Okay, and so what's just your overall thoughts on Whitewater expanding into the summer months, building the lodge here, the trails, the tent sites, the RV sites?
Absolutely excellent. We need to have as much infrastructure in place to attract tourists as we can possibly get, and that locals too, so that it becomes a four-season resort.
Anything else in the works for the Pulpit Society?
Yes, we're working on the Spruill Creek Trail, just west of Nelson. We've done about $7,500 worth of work this spring, and we're waiting for a report from a consultant, and then it's possible that we may extend that trail 10 kilometers. It's a 5-kilometer trail now. So.
So you guys are volunteers. If people want to help out, donate, get involved, where can they go?
PulpitRockTrailSociety.ca.
Overall, the grand opening of the Hummingbird Lodge was a success. A couple hundred people came by throughout the day to check out everything new at the resort and take part in the festivities. This is just the first step in Whitewater's plan to become a four-season resort.